Chapter 3. The Ego is Simply Never Satisfied. The thirst of the ego can only be described as unquenchable. You could let it drink a lake and it would still be thirsty. You could feed it a full feast and it will still be hungry. There will always be something better, a faster car, a better phone, a nicer house, and so forth. Some people can still be unhappy even when they have all the money because there's always more to be had. The ego is an unsatisfiable monster. Ego is always preoccupied with either your past or your future. Sometimes it keeps you looking back at your past, and sometimes it keeps you worried about your future. It's counterproductive and would only keep you from being happy. What you should be focusing on is the present and how you can live in the moment. Do you ever reminisce on bad interactions that happened so many years ago? You have your ego to blame for that. The ego can often be melodramatic. It keeps the past alive and keeps wounds fresh. You can be totally happy with your marriage, but ego still reminds you of the one that got away so many years ago. We can say that self-esteem is the direct opposite of the ego. Self-esteem focuses on the internal, while the ego focuses on the external. Ego will constantly compare your appearance